The bill's sponsor, Flagstaff Republican Bob Thorpe, says it's designed to nullify actions of the president, federal agencies, and courts found to be unconstitutional. It would prevent the states, cities, and counties from enforcing or financing them.
It's telling Congress, do your job, and don't allow other departments, other agencies within the federal government to usurp your authority to be the only body that can actually write laws.
Thorpe says the bill would rein in what he says are harmful executive orders and regulations from departments like the Environmental Protection Agency. Democratic lawmakers and other critics of the bill say the state doesn't have the power to deem federal policy unconstitutional. Tim Hogan is the executive director for the Arizona Center for Law and the Public Interest. He says the bill violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution and wouldn't hold up in court.
This is written in a way that would basically have the state not complying with anything the federal government says or does. This kind of legislation is an exercise in futility and a waste of time.
If passed by the Senate, the bill will go to Governor Doug Ducey for his consideration. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heiches in Flagstaff.